What do you hope that Alex can bring to that line in terms of fit with Brian and Andrew?
A little bit of everything. He's got some skills. He moves the puck. He can create in some small areas. And I think he's a pretty darn good defensive player at times too. So just an adjustment to the wing will give him some room to figure that out. But you know that line has a job. Lids has a job, and Laddie, and they know it and they understand it. It's not enough just to. It's not about getting points for those guys. It's about being better than the line they play against. So it's a new responsibility for Alex, and it's a new position for him. And we just think that, and he's a young player, so we think it's a role he can grow into.
Is it fair to say that you may need more than one person to replace Frolik's production? Like, you know, if Alex goes in there, it's not like you're expecting him to get 19 goals and 42 points. That might be more of a collective job.
I think when you project the numbers out, we're hoping for a bit more from everybody. You'd like to, you know, you can check on this. I think we're 17th in offense. And you'd like to move up a bit without, now incrementally, without the cost to your defense. So did you score enough goals? You can never score enough goals, right? Scored more goals than Chicago did. But they were number one in defense. So we'd like to score a little more. We're going to put three additions to our game kind of schematically of, with the idea of becoming more productive offensively. So some offensive ideas come in. And then we'll just watch real close about, you know, so we've got personnel differences. It's a little bit of an offensive scheme, additions, not change, and then you're just going to make sure you're defending just as hard and as well.
Might we see Little and Ladd tomorrow, or are you going to probably save them until Tuesday?
They've been off to the point now. I want them to get, you know, they haven't had the hard skate. They haven't had the hard skate come back and have a lighter skate and your body recovers. So they're going to get 3 days of practice in here. They'll go when we get home.
Okay. Hutchinson tomorrow? Or?
Yeah.
Adam Party, veteran presence, made big contributions to this team, but he also plays for a team that is very deep at defense. Yeah. A lot of guys on one-way contracts. By his own admission, he's on the bubble. What do you tell a guy like that who's got a body of work coming in here, but you've got some hard decisions to make?
You tell him that you know, and he's coming off a surgery. So that's probably affects where he's at now, right now, with us more than anything. Because it's a hard rehab, right? So his game may not be right where, well, it's not where it was at the end of the year, but I believe in him as a player, and I've seen what he can do. So we'll have some patience with that. You know, we've got nine guys that played in the NHL last year. We can't fit them all in. You know, when the roster comes to 23, we're going to have to make a decision. What's going to make that decision really tough is that the guys that we're going to have to make the decision on had a really big impact in coming in, not just playing a bit part. We lost all those D. They carried the mail. They were great. So and then they're all a part of that room. You know, they're all part of that fabric. What the numbers say, you can't carry 90. So it's going to make it tough.
What else can you tell us about the roster for tomorrow?
You know, pretty young again. Well, really young again. Still trying to find out. We had some guys coming in back off injuries who've had a skate or a skate or two now, and they got to kind of get cleared from the medical guys. But we are also running out of games here. So there are people that worked all summer to want to come in to get more, either to make the team or to get more ice time. I'd like to get them in the game and give them a chance to do that, to show that they've improved. But we're going real young again.
Do you have an optimal number to get down to Monday's, conceivably, your next round of cuts, I guess, before the last three games?
23, but I don't think I'm going to be able to pull that off. I don't know if we'll get to this number, but 28 is kind of the number that you go into that last week with. Sometimes 28 healthy. But what's different, I'm going to run a pretty veteran group the last three games because Little Ladd and Burmy haven't played together. I'll take Wheeler and Scheif, or Wheeler and Staff out here. Buff's been out. Myers has been out. Normally, you don't play your team 3 and 5. You get two of the last three games, kind of, but we're going to get closer to it. So I don't know what the number's going to be, but somewhere in that 28 to 35.
On an unrelated topic, doing a story about your coaching staff and the composition, what makes a good staff, and how has this group grown into a good staff, seeing as though you inherited them?
How many bases you can get covered with the men in the room, that everybody can be good at something. And for me, I'm not an ex-player, so I do think I needed a guy running the back end of the bench to have been a defenseman. And little things with Charlie, like we're talking about moving guys to their off position. He played his whole career at the off position. So all those little things that I don't even know about that I can't teach, he's got that covered. And Pascal Vincent is a driver. You know, he's if you ask a question and we talk about it, he'll go and put 7 hours into it. And he's going to come back with the video, the evidence, he's going to make his point. So he's really interested in all parts of the game. I ask an awful lot of questions in the room, and that's kind of how I work. Why do you think we're doing this? Why do you think this is happening? And we just talk hockey. So we have men that are good at different things. Goaltending, Flats has his whole, that's a whole section. We make him sit in a little different corner in the room. I'm joking, and I shouldn't, because we work as a group, sit in a room as a group, and then try to come up with the best ideas and the next ideas and where we think this team can go. And I guess at the end of the day, there should be a friendship there after, and that can only be built, from my point of view anyway, can only be built if you all have the same amount of investment, if winning is that important to all of you. You know, I'm the guy that takes the heat if it's not going bad, or gets a little bit of credit. And those guys don't get anywhere near the attention that they deserve for their hockey minds, or for the hours, the sheer number of hours they put in. So but you need to feel that from your coaches. That when we sit in that room, I believe the four of us sit in that room, talk hockey, everybody feels like there's something I can learn and something I can teach all the time with those guys. We're always give and take, but I all know that they're just as wired before the puck drops as I am, and that makes for a good team.
Often coaches want to have guys that they've worked with before. Were you tempted at all, or why was it important to keep these guys together?
I've been really lucky, but a lot of them are working, right? And, you know, the one fellow that's a fantastic coach, it's Tom Barrasso, would be the one guy that I looked at. But when I got here, I didn't know if I was coming back or what was going to happen. And then I worked with these guys. I saw the time they put in, and I thought, well, one, they're all really good, and they don't deserve to lose their jobs. You know, they're good. So I don't know that makes you better, especially as you get older and you get a little more defined in what you believe this is what we're going to do. You need somebody to tell you either to do something new or you need to get new ideas. You need to find new things, new different ways. You know, I can learn about four or five different other NHL teams from Charlie Huddy that I wouldn't have had insight into, and the roles that he's played and the coaching that he's done there. Pascal Vinskin will tell you what's new, what's going on in the, you know, he's just come out of the junior ranks a few years ago, and he's one of those students. So he's on the, you know, he's scouring the internet. He's reading all the articles. He's got new ideas.